Chapters 9 and 10. Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the Kodesh seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this trespass. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonished. Then there assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the Elohim of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished even until the evening offering. And at the evening offering I arose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto Yahweh my Elohim, and said, O my Elohim, I am ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to you, my Elohim, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens. Since the days of our fathers we have been in great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little space favor hath been shown from Yahweh our Elohim, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in this Kodesh place, that our Elohim might lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our Elohim hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our Elohim, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Yehuda and Jerusalem. And now, O our Elohim, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, The land unto which you go to possess it is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong, and eat of the blessings of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that you, our Elohim, has punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Would you not be angry with us till you had consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, you are righteous, for we remain yet escaped, as it is this day. Behold, we are before you in our trespass, for we cannot stand before you because of this.